Here's your morning brief for Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. rose to a record 100,000 yesterday, while the nation's daily death toll climbed past 3,000 for the first time, surpassing the previous record set in April, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Chinese companies are facing a potential ban on U.S. trading of their shares over concerns that their audits are not sufficiently regulated. House lawmakers yesterday unanimously approved the bipartisan measure, which could quickly become law with President Trump's signature. For years, U.S. officials have pushed back against China's resistance to allowing overseas inspections of its companies' audits. Also on Capitol Hill, Democratic leaders said a new $908 billion bipartisan proposal could restart talks on pandemic relief measures. The proposed aid package is designed to help support workers and businesses through March. Lawmakers are hoping to attach any coronavirus relief to a full-year spending bill they are trying to pass before current funding expires on December 11th. Markets in Asia ended broadly higher, while European stocks fell in early trading. This a day after U.S. stocks notched another gain, driven in part by encouraging signs surrounding coronavirus aid efforts in Washington. Investors will be closely watching the latest U.S. weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.